is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 16th of June, 2012. June the 16th, Bloomsday, celebrated by James Joyce fans all over the world, commemorating the day on which the events of the novel Ulysses take place. James Joyce chose it June 16, 1904, because it was the day of his first date with Nora Barnacle, who became his wife. They met each other on Nassau Street in Dublin on the 10th of June. They chatted. They agreed to meet up later. She stood him up on that first date. And on the 15th, James Joyce, 22, sent a note to her. He said, "I looked for a long time at a head of reddish-brown hair and decided it was not yours. I went home quite dejected. I would like to make an appointment, but it might not suit you. I hope you will be kind enough to make one with me, if you have not forgotten me." And they met up the next day, June the 16th, went for a walk around the south bank of the Liffey in Dublin, and Joyce later chose this day for the setting of Ulysses. His publisher, Sylvia Beach, organized a celebratory luncheon in Paris on June the 16th, 1929. But the first modern celebration of Bloomsday was in 1954, when the Irish writers Flann O'Brien and Patrick Kavanagh got together with the critic John Ryan and a cousin of James Joyce's, Tom Joyce, to make a pilgrimage around Dublin to stop at the Martello Tower, where the opening scene of the novel takes place, and Davy Burns's pub, where Leopold Bloom eats a gorgonzola cheese sandwich, and 7 Eccles Street, where Bloom and his wife Molly lived. The 4 men acted out the dialogue. They rode in horse-drawn carriages like those in the scene of Paddy Dignam's funeral, and they were supposed to end up in the red light section of Dublin, where the 15th chapter of Ulysses' Night Town is set. But they were too drunk by then, and they lost their ambition. Here's a poem for today by Kristen Lindquist, entitled Full Moon. From my window, one hand on the phone, I strain to hear the argument playing out below in a parked car, a loud fight punctuated by slammed doors, a revved engine, the man pounding the dashboard, yelling, "I didn't do anything," while the woman shouts back over and over, "Just shut up." A giggling troop of girls emerges from the pool hall that serves anyone. They toss a pack of cigarettes back and forth, stray out of the dark alley toward the lights of Main Street, while hurrying the other way, a lawyer who's been working late, briefcase bulging around mounds of paperwork, heads now for her car, the last one left in all-day parking. A collection of elderly restaurant goers strolls purposefully down the sidewalk, well-dressed, inaudible, unflinching, as they pass the arguer's car. "I should be asleep. It must be after 11. The movie marquee's lights have just shut off. Something large crashes out back behind the building. My bed is empty. When I lean out at just the right angle, I can see the ocean scarred by moonlight, the glowing zero of the moon's face poised above the window, looking in." Full Moon by Kristen Lindquist from her collection Transportation, published by McGuntercook Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with glow light, designed for reading with the lights on or off, available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.